Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The helplessness and hopelessness of fallen men is outlined both in the Old Testament and in the New. The prophet Isaiah described man's unworthiness in the presence of God. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we are as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Isaiah 64:6. Jeremiah agreed with his predecessor. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not within himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his steps. Jeremiah 10:23. But what Bible writer could teach that truth more plainly than Paul? There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:11-23. In the Christian era, those who are separated from God by their own wicked works desperately need to be reconciled to God, whether or not they are aware of their sinfulness, although I believe most people do know of their wickedness. And you, Paul wrote, were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Colossians 1:21-22. The reconciliation which the Colossians needed and which every alien sinner needs could be enjoyed only by what Jesus accomplished in the body of his flesh through death on the cross. Modern liberal thinkers may have trouble with this truth because they are so open-minded to all religions except New Testament Christianity. How can Christianity claim to have the only way to God? My friend, it is God's way of bringing men and women into his kingdom and reconciling them unto himself. Whatever modern men may say, God has no other way of saving the lost. It is either believe in Christ or be condemned. John 8:24. It is repent or perish. Luke 13:3. It is either confess Christ before men or have him deny us before the Father in heaven. Matthew 10:32-33. It is either be baptized into Christ or be lost eternally. Mark 16:16. Our reconciliation, from God's point of view, is to present us holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. The word holy means to be separated, to be set apart for the Lord's use. One form of the Greek word is translated sanctify or saint. The holiness of God demands that his children be holy. The Apostle Peter quotes these words from Leviticus and applies them to God's children under the new covenant. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:16. How can we expect to stand in the presence of our holy God unless we are holy? The word unblameable literally means without spot. The word is used a number of times in the New Testament and is translated without blame, without blemish, and faultless. Although James uses a different word, there can be no doubt about his meaning. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their afflictions, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. All of these verses may be summarized as follows: God's people are not to fall in with the fleeting fashions of the world. Romans 12:2. Instead, we are to let our light so shine that others may see Christ living in us and glorify our Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:13-16. Unreprovable means unimpeachable. We are to be faithful and holy before God. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.